Delaware police groups are at odds with the state attorney general's decision not to prosecute 22 protesters arrested during a demonstration last month. WHYY's Chris Barish reports.
On June 9th, police escorted the protesters as they blocked traffic on Route 13 for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, the length of time a Minneapolis police officer knelt on George Floyd's neck. At one point, a protester blocked a police officer from moving his vehicle, which led to a confrontation with other demonstrators. Officers arrested 22 protesters, mostly for disorderly conduct. Attorney General Kathy Jennings said taking what she called aggressive but nonviolent protesters to court would not, quote, serve a good purpose. But Delaware's two largest police unions and the Police Chiefs Council responded with a letter, saying Jennings was excusing violent behavior, putting law enforcement at risk. Lieutenant Thomas Bracken with the State Troopers Union said protesters went beyond civil disobedience.
They ended up intermingling with people who were stopped in traffic and began banging on cars, yelling and screaming at the drivers.
Protester Adaria Bracey said marchers did not bang on cars. And she points out Jennings also declined to investigate complaints that police used excessive force on the demonstrators.
If they were under attack, the officers that were involved that day should be on at least desk duty until an investigation is completed and then they lose their job.
Jennings declined to comment to WHYY, but said in an email she's focused on the need for changes. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.